This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston announced a new plan Wednesday to assist immigrants arriving in the city. The Denver Asylum Seekers Program he laid out Tuesday will have four goals.
Help folks apply for asylum, connect them to apartments where they can live and support themselves. We'll connect them to food assistance. And over the course of that 6 months, we will connect them to a program we are launching called Work Ready Denver, which will offer asylum seekers the opportunity to get job training and skills.
Johnston says the city will resume normal rec center hours and roll back other changes announced in February, like reduced DMV services. He's asking the city council to cut $45 million to help fund the plan. Authorities say the apartment fire that killed a woman in Palisade last week was set intentionally. At a press conference Wednesday, police and fire officials said they think it started after a man living in the complex used an accelerant to cause an explosion in his own apartment. The fire then spread to the entire building and killed his neighbor, Palisade Fire Chief Charles Balky.
We're a community that most people don't think that things of this nature could happen to. It's that whole thing, it'll never happen here until it happens here.
The suspect was found dead near Leadville from an apparent suicide hours after the fire. Black Hills Energy is warning customers of a scam involving people impersonating utility workers in Pueblo. The company says they've received reports of individuals posing as employees and trying to sell solar power systems. Black Hills Energy says the utility does not sell or install such systems. They also do not partner with any companies that do. This is CPR News.